They perish, they perishing now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The mission trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie, and a cheerful and pleasant greeting indeed to our many listeners and readers of the Mission Trail. Once again, we're happy to be coming your way with a short gospel message. As we see this year so swiftly drawing to a close, it seems proper that we should pause long enough to take a spiritual inventory and also to see whether or not we've been faithful in the opportunities extended to us throughout the year. Do you realize that only a few days remain in this year, and then it will be 1969? But before I go further, listen to this song, What Would Jesus Do?
If the simple ways of life you are tempted to pursue, just stop and think before you yield, what would Jesus do? What, oh,
what would Jesus do?
Would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
Sin be clean and your strength in him renew. Let meekness in your works be seen. Thus would Jesus do. What, oh,
what would Jesus do?
Would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
Brought, will you always have been true? Then don't forget the solemn thought, what would Jesus do? What, oh,
what would Jesus do?
Would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
Listen now to the scripture reading, beginning at the first verse of the 90th Psalm. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight, or but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night, thou carriest them away as with a flood, they are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up, in the morning it flourisheth and groweth up, in the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, from this scripture, we notice the uncertainty of life and also the brevity of it. Life is so short at its best. Take note especially of verse 10. The days of our years are 80 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. We don't have to have a computer to determine how many days that would be. Let us calculate for just a moment. Say 1 year is 365 days. Then multiply that by 10. That makes 3,650 days. So if your child is 10 years old, he has had 3,650 days. Well, we might need to add a few days to make up for the leap years. You may do that if you like, but let us go on. 80 years, then, would be 70 years, or 7 times 3,650, which is 25,550 days. Now, of course, we should not forget the extra days in the leap years. Then the verse goes on to say, if by reason of strength they be 80 years, or we might say 29,200 days, then, just to round out the figure with good measure, we'll add 20 days for the leap years. That gives us a total of 29,220 days for an 80-year-old person. Does that sound like a lot to you? Well, it's not too many after all when we realize that we're using them up one at a time. Each day counts one day to our credit that we've used. Then, did you ever think of the possibility that maybe you'll never reach 80 years of age. There are lots of folks who don't. I used to drive back and forth to Oklahoma City to work on a job. It's at least 30 miles or more one way, and I worked there for more than 10 years. It was not unusual for me to drive along the road and be thinking and figuring in my mind, I wonder how many trips I've made over this road. Then I would start calculating how many years I'd worked and about how many times per year that I had driven the road. With a little calculating, you can readily see that twice a day for 5 days a week would make 10 times each week. Then multiply that by the number of weeks per year I have worked, and you can see that the figure would be a little astonishing. It doesn't seem to take so long after all when it's past. When it's all over with, it just seems like it was just a brief time. And friends, isn't this true with life? There's a time in childhood when it seems that Thanksgiving or Christmas or a birthday is ever so slow in getting there. But do you know something? I would just as soon not have birthdays anymore. They come all too often to suit me. And so, consider well the 12th verse. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. The all-important question then is not how many days you've lived or will live before you leave this world, but the question is this: have you done your best for God and for lost humanity every day that you've been here? Have you witnessed to those who have not heard the gospel, or have you helped to send someone who would witness to them of the saving power of Christ? Those are sobering questions. And as we take a brief inventory of the past days of 1968, may it inspire us to use every forthcoming day of 1969 to the best advantage for the cause of God. Wait a minute, friends. Think of this for a moment. Are you aware that the days of the unsaved and those who have not the knowledge of Christ are passing just as swiftly as your days are? Do you know that one by one, The days of our unsaved loved ones and the days of the heathen who live in darkness are slipping away from them just as surely and as swiftly as ours are? Could it be that many of them will go into eternity before they have heard or before they have accepted Christ? Perhaps their days will end before yours. Then what? And what would be our answer before God if we have failed to wisely use our days and have not applied our hearts unto wisdom? When David Livingstone was on his missionary journey through Africa, one of the things which the chief of the Bakwains wanted to know was, since all who had died, being unforgiven, were lost, then why were they not told before? And what about his ancestors who were already dead, who had never heard the gospel? This was indeed a hard question for Livingstone to answer. Do you have a good answer? Listen to this poem. Today, so here hath been dawning another blue day. Think, wilt thou let it slip useless away? Out of eternity this new day is born, into eternity at night will return. Behold it aforetime, no eye ever did, so soon it forever from all eyes is hid. Here hath been dawning another blue day. Think, wilt thou let it slip useless away? Friends, how true that is. So many people are wasting the days which are God-given blessings and should be used for His glory. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we know not how many days may be allotted for us to spend in this world. This is within the knowledge and keeping of Thy power. But we implore Thy grace and strength that we may use each and every one of them in a way that would be profitable to Thy cause and kingdom. Save every soul who is willing to accept the truth, and to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. I want to take just a few moments now to remind you that this message is heard weekly over this radio station and is made possible by those who cooperate to help support it. We do need your prayers and interest. And if we may be of any help to you, or if you have a prayer request for healing or for spiritual problems, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Or you may send it to me personally if you like. That is Willie Murphy, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to this song, I Know Whom I Have Believed. The singers are Lynn and Alma Carver, Arnett and Genevieve Carver.
I know not how this saving faith to me He did impart, nor how believing in His word brought peace within my heart. But I know
friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy wishing you, each and every one, God's richest blessings and a very cheerful goodbye.
Unto Him against thy